Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, which is Apartments.com. Apartments.com has more rental listings than anywhere else, so finding the perfect place is easier than ever, and so is finally moving in together. Just the two of you. It's a big step. Lots of new responsibilities, lots of adjustments. Most likely, they'll wake you up at odd hours to go to the bathroom, and you'll most definitely find yourself in trouble coming home late for dinner, and they might even unroll all your toilet paper next time. It's just what happens when you two find a new place together. But you're not doing it because you feel like it. No, you're doing it because you love them, because they're family. And that's why Apartments.com has more pet-friendly rental listings on the internet, so that you and your furry family can find the perfect new place together. Apartments.com, the place to find a pet-friendly place. Thank you so much, Apartments.com, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Hi, everyone. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we discuss which celebs I spotted at Six Flags Fright Night. We do an investigative deep dive on Goofy's family tree and sex life. We talk Elon Musk, Grimes, and the Communist Manifesto, and Corey defends Meredith Grey's attacks on Denzel Washington. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble. Hi, Corey.
Hello, Tyler.
What is popping?
Your levels.
Oh! You guys, okay, so the people at home, do you ever, like, test your
Dear
levels?
Listeners.
Dear listeners. In the audio biz.
Hey guys, today everyone's talking about whether or not they test their levels.
Ooh. It's important to get tested. Have you been tested recently?
Yeah, I get tested all the time, honey.
Do you test your levels often?
I test my levels. I test my patience.
Do you you test my limits?
Okay.
Okay.
the limit does not exist, bitch.
Do you ever test your things in your car?
We just missed October 3rd.
Why?
Because I was. Never mind. If you didn't get the reference, I guess you're dumb.
Hudson was like near the end of the day. He goes, "Oh, it's Mean Girls Day." I was like, "Oh, do you celebrate?" He goes, "Well, yeah." I'm like, "Okay."
Check your levels. Does he celebrate by checking his levels?
Is that what Mean Girls Day is about? Is checking your levels?
I think it's about checking the weather.
Well, did you check the weather?
I did check the weather yesterday.
So did I. I went somewhere and I played cornhole.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't remember eating cornhole.
I didn't win.
Yeah, listen, when I look at you, you don't strike me as a cornhole winner.
Well, actually, I take it back. I did win, but I didn't.
So what?
Have decided. Well, I decided that the rules of cornhole don't really. It doesn't really. I find that the winners are often by default. If the scoring has to be like you have to reach the final score, but you can't go over, and then you'll lose. It's kind of like the pool.
Yeah,
billiards, if you will. To me,
how is that like billiard?
Because like you can't
at other people's balls.
If you hit the black ball into the wrong one, then you lose.
Okay.
I find that like so somebody who's playing this game, either billiards or cornhole, had the audacity to try to win, do the final shot, and just because they flew too close to the sun, that means they lose, and that means the other team gets to win. So I was on the other team, and Hudson and whoever he was playing with, they went over the score, and they lost because they went over the final score that you're supposed to reach. So I just win by default. I don't have to prove anything.
I don't remember them losing automatically.
Well, that's what people were saying. And then I was like, okay, so I just won, but I didn't do anything to get the win. It feels like...
That sounds like how you like winning.
Thank you.
Wow. What a fun weekend you had.
Well, it was wild. I also
did
got
the
some...
dogs play cornhole?
No, we left them at the house.
Wow.
The dogs Daddy's had a lot of day. Alone time. We went to Six Flags.
What?
For Fright Night.
Did you get frightened?
I did, sometimes.
Did anyone scare your pussy?
No.
What do you think a scared pussy says?
I think it quivers and shivers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was like a...
Trembles?
It was the first night of Six Flags Fright Night, so they had at 7 o'clock on the dot, they had all of the people that are in spooky costumes all emerge at once. Wow. I was at the free food area, so I missed it. It was we showed up really late and they were like, they're about to take the food away. So Hudson and I went and got a whole bunch of nachos and we sat down and there was Jojo Siwa.
What kind of was this for influencers only?
And Mark Cunamera.
Was this for influencers only?
Well, the VIP area was.
Oh, shit.
And so there we were having our free food.
Guess my invite got lost in the mail.
Another Fright Night alone. Oh, God. No, Corey, I could have swore I saw you there. Weren't you there rattling chains and scaring children?
So you're telling me Jojo Siwa can be on Dancing with the Stars and at Fright Night opening night? Opening Fright Night?
I think it was Jojo Siwa. Who
who can never be sure?
I would have put money down that it was Jojo Siwa. And I thought, good for you, living your life.
Placed
still.
Your bets.
There was There was a crowd of teenage boys outside of the VIP area, all with their phones trying to film something. I was thinking, who is in there?
Who did they want?
I did a lap and I couldn't figure out who. So I thought, wow, I am really detached from who people are into right now.
Not you doing a lap with free nachos.
And two free beers and two free Diet Cokes. And Hudson made me get all of it. Imagine my hands.
Well, I'm sure they had a coaster. You've got muscles now. You can lift things.
That's true. I know that's right.
You ever put a pop can in your back jeans pocket? Unopened, of course.
From time to time.
It gives you that thick badunka ass.
From time to time, I have been known.
Nothing sexier than a guy with a can of pop in his back pocket.
Okay. Okay.
My skinny jeans are too far too tight for a can of soda.
Corey, mm-hmm. I'm ready to throw away all of my denim.
Oh. What is she moving on to? Skorts?
I just kind of feel like
khakis.
After this long no denim, in what world should I voluntarily go back?
Okay. To each their own. Listen, if you want to get rid of your denim, upcycle.
Okay, tell me more.
To turn that denim into something else. Like, turn that frown upside down. Turn that denim into... Nothing rhymes with denim.
Yep. Hudson got
Denim into venom.
Shut the fuck up. Hudson got a sewing machine, and he's making me a cape right now.
Oh.
Very for outside lands.
Oh.
Yeah.
What if it's your mom's making me a cape right now.
Are you serious?
But it's one of those quilt capes that has pictures of me as a baby. Also Hudson, for outside lands.
Hudson got out of this quilt. He goes, "What is this? Can I tear this up and repurpose this?" I said, "No, look in the corner. I'm certain it says Love Mom." And lo and behold, it really did say Love Mom stitched into the corner. It was a quilt of all of my high school t-shirts. I said, you cannot cut that up. He said, "Okay, well, I guess I'll put it back into the corner of the closet where you treasure it." Okay.
Well, I sure hope Queen Jackie's not listening to this episode.
She rarely does. What did you do this weekend, Corey?
Oh, gosh. I did a lot for me. You know I don't do shit. I went...
You don't do shit?
I don't do shit. I went out to this little bar called High Tops on Friday because the weather in San Francisco was just beautiful. You know our summer is here, baby.
Hell yeah.
So I just went out and had a drink and a salad. And then Saturday I went to a friend's birthday party and we just hopped from one apartment to another and danced in the living room.
Ideal.
Was that
People often want to act like we need to rush to the bar.
Oh, no. I was happy being at houses.
The pregame, 90% of the time, the pregame is better than the party or better than the bar.
Yeah.
This is before the pandemic. I feel like I used to host a lot more pregames because I'm pretty central and everyone's like, okay, well, it's an easy place to go to. But now that I have dogs and... You know, a dad life. I'm like,
you don't want anyone to ruin your good quilt.
No. But I would always be like, okay, I'll host the pregame because I know I'll have fun. And then all the little chickadees can go out to the bar and I'm like, I've had my fun. You guys enjoy.
Honey, before the pandemic, when we used to have 20 people over to watch RuPaul's Drag Race, when it was on Fridays or Thursday nights, literally everyone would be like, all right, now we're going to the Castro. And I'd be like, okay, goodbye. Goodbye, everyone.
I think,
so nice seeing you at my house.
Hudson is really teaching me the power of knowing when you are over something.
Honey, that's what my therapist is teaching me. So incredible. Good for you for getting it for free.
It's incredible. Knowing when to leave something. Cause you're like, you know what? I have enjoyed this for the extent that I want to enjoy it. And I'm like, an adult who is capable of making decisions and I can leave whenever. My friend was having a little in his little courtyard cornhole and we were playing frisbee and snacks and drinks and we had fun and then Hudson was like, let's go. And it was the perfect I felt like we knew exactly what we wanted to do and we just did it.
It's so freeing. I mean, it was the same thing with these, the birthday party thing I was doing on Saturday. I was hungry and it was dinner time and we'd been hanging out since 2 o'clock. And I was like, I'm going to go. And everyone else stayed and I'm sure they might have went to the bars or stayed and hung out later. And I was like, I'm done. I'm hungry. I want sweatpants. I want weed. Yes. So I'm going to go. And then I left and it was the most nice. And then yesterday,
that's called growth, I think.
And then yesterday, I just spent the day watching Squid Game. Have you dabbled? Oh. Have you heard?
No, but does anybody have a Netflix password? Because I got logged out of somebody's Netflix changed. I don't know. So we're kind of on the edge of Squid Game, but we haven't started it yet because we can't.
I'll trade you my Netflix, but what login do you got for me?
I'll give you my...
I'm a one-for-one household. No freebie shit.
I can do that. What do you need?
Nothing. I've got it all.
I have...
What you good for?
I certainly have a website login that you might...
What's your Sean Cody login?
I do. I could. You know what? Do people share OnlyFans logins and share their subscriptions to?
They must.
That seems like a.
There
smart
is for sure. Collaborative there is effort. For sure. I don't know anything about Reddit. I barely know how to use it. When people send me links to comments or something, but there must be a Reddit thread out there with people who all pay a dollar to split in OnlyFans. There must.
I think
it must exist.
We should.
There must be a Netflix version of this too.
Hey, Netflix, but for porn.
What?
Maybe.
That's what porn websites are. They're just Netflix. Oh. So anyway, I spent the week. I'm not done with Squid Game. Don't tweet spoilers at me. By the time this episode comes out tomorrow, I very well could be done with it.
I felt like
got
I
nothing
had
to do tonight.
I feel like I had to kind of defend my stance of wanting to see Squid Game. I was like, you know, I feel like it's number one in every country in the world right now. And everyone's talking about it and doing memes. I'm like, do I want to miss another cultural moment? No.
I just think will there be another like new one next well. Week?
Yes. I mean, yeah, I'm sure I'll like it. I just need a Netflix password. I listen. I yeah, had like,
$7 and
well,
$5.99.
I tried to make an account and it wouldn't let me. It only would let me sign in. I was like, okay, well, I don't even know where I would want go if I were to want to make an account. Do people do that? I don't know.
So yeah, anyways, I don't know how it's gonna end. Have you heard anything about it?
I know nothing about it except this big tall statue woman and everyone's posting memes of her.
And the good news is I really thought I was gonna have to like get six episodes in to get the picture of the tall statue woman, but baby, that's episode one.
Oh.
So if you're feeling like you want to know what that statue woman is up to, all you've got to do is commit to an hour.
Okay. Yeah. No, I mean, it's on my to-do list.
And by the time she shows up, you're not going to turn it off.
Okay.
Well, you might.
Okay. All right.
Well, you need to, I'm going to give you until next Monday to watch it because I've got some thoughts and just about a discourse. Okay. I want to discuss. Hit me up on the.
Is discourse how Goofy says discuss?
Speaking of Goofy, what was that thing I texted you? Let me find. Yuck. It says, Goofy is the only classic Disney character who's fucked. Mickey had nephews. Donald had nephews. But Goofy has a son. And Goofy's son definitely wasn't adopted because they look alike. Goofy, that means Goofy has had sex. Goofy has fucked. Goofy has known a woman in the biblical sense. Imagine what that must have looked like. Imagine what that must have sounded like. Yuck. Does Goofy yuck when he yucks?
Goofy had a gussy, I do believe. Goofy seems flexible enough to reach his own gussy.
Do you think Goofy's verbal in the bedroom? Yuck. Wake me up. Who was your favorite character within the Goof troop?
Did they have a troop? At what point does somebody have a troop? Is a troop self-described or is a troop?
How many goofs were in the Goof troop?
A troop is a group of soldiers.
No, you
or a cavalry.
No, you gotta spell it T-R-O-U-P-E.
That's a troop.
No, now troop. Read that one.
Troupe, a group of dancers, actors, or other entertainers who tour.
Do you think it was a Goof troop or a Goof troop?
Troupe? That is spelled like a toupee. Troop.
That's like a dance troupe.
A dance. Do you think Goofy? Who's all in the Goofy?
Was
band?
The
family?
Goof?
Goofies.
But was the family. How was Goof troop spelled?
Holy shit! There's so many people in Goofy's family. I'm in the Goofy family tree.
I guess I would have think they need to bring back Goof Troop, but spell it T-R-O-U-P-E and make them a dancing family.
Okay, so Goof, Goofy.
Not Goof.
Goofy, his last name is Goof. Goofy Goof.
Goofy's name is Gigi Goof, but he goes by Goofy.
Goofy's mom and Goofy's dad had Goofy Goof. Goofy Goof had relations.
He's a single father of Max Goof.
Yeah, who is adopted.
Who's adopted?
Max.
Where does it say that?
This family tree that I found in Google image search, Goofle image search, it says that Max is adopted. But Goofy has had children with Giddy Goof, this lady, and Goofy Jr. and Golly G. Max is not related to Goofy and Golly. Goofy and Golly are related. They are half siblings with Max. Max is adopted.
Well, do you know about Waffles? Waffles is the Goof's male pet.
Are you changing the subject?
Waffles
or?
Is the Goof's male pet cat.
Okay.
I just nowhere on this Goof Troop Wikipedia does it say Max Goof is adopted.
Well, check out this image that I found on timemachine.tumblr.goofy.familytree. Here, I just think so clearly that seems
can you read that link again?
Goof, hold on. timemachineyeah.tumblr.com/goof/proposed-goof-family-tree.
How do you see it says proposed?
Oh. Yeah, I don't. Well, I've never heard of Goofy Jr. or Golly
Who
G.
Who is
so
fucking
like,
Giddy Goof?
Giddy Goof? Oh, come on, Giddy Goof! Good God, Giddy Goof, get a grip, girl!
Good God, Giddy Goof, get a grip, Goof.
Yeah, the goofy extended universe.
All I know,
there's a lot to
see now. The Wikipedia page is talking a lot about the Pete family, but like,
I don't know.
Yeah,
them.
Pistol Pete, Chainsaw. Were they know. All within the Goof troop? And why isn't it a dance troop?
I don't. Well, Goofy can throw it down. Studies
Goofy
show.
Can throw it down. Goofy can throw it back.
Oh. Goofy's a bottom?
Well, why do you think his son is adopted?
I don't know. Leaning Tower of Cheese.
All right, listen. If there's anyone out there who knows the ins and outs of the Goof troop and knows about the Goof troop lore, please tell us the truth. The truth of the Goofs.
Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Lumify. Don't you just love when someone looks at you and says, "What were you up to last night?" Well, no matter how late you were up the night before, Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops can help your eyes look more refreshed and awake. Lumify dramatically reduces redness in just 1 minute to help your eyes look brighter and whiter for up to 8 hours. No wonder it has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. You won't believe your eyes. You know you can trust them, though, because they're made by the eye care experts at Bausch and Lomb, and they're backed by 6 clinical studies. Eye doctors trust them, too. They're the number one recommended redness reliever eye drop. The one and only Lumify is an amazing drop that will have people saying, "Something's different about you," in the best way possible. So check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more. That's LumifyEyes.com. Thank you so much, Lumify, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Discover. Are you tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Thank you so much, Discover, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Well, I'm ready to move on. Are you familiar with the Grimes situation?
No. Is she the one that was on Ellen Pompeo's new podcast?
Ellen Pompeo had a bad week.
Why? Wait, what? Did she really?
She was trending for so much, and she was like, because she got in a fight with Denzel Washington. Did you not see that?
No. When Denzel was directing an episode, I saw something about that.
Oh, baby. Yeah, Ellen Pompeo really had the bad moment with Denzel, because Denzel was trying to direct because Denzel was directing. And
I read
Ellen
that
Pompeo,
headliner article, and it didn't make her sound bad to me.
I would say it made her sound bad to me.
Okay, well, maybe we read different ones. Say, maybe I read the one from her fan account.
Probably. So he was the director.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's the quote. The other actor made this choice to speak very softly, Ellen recalled. And Meredith was pissed that she had to sit there and listen to this apology. And he wasn't looking at her in the eye. So I yelled at him and I was like, "Look at me when you apologize. Look at me." Like going off script. Okay. And just making her own decisions that that Denzel, the director, had not directed. And that wasn't in the dialogue. And Denzel went ham on my ass, quote unquote. Denzel was like, "I'm the director. Don't you tell him what to do." And I was like, listen, motherfucker, this is my show. This is my set. Who are you telling? Like, you barely know where the bathroom is, which is a read. But in his defense, he's the director. So, like, she's not in charge. You may know where the bathroom is, but.
Well, she's directed some episodes.
Okay. So, don't defend this white woman.
Well, speaking of Ellen Pompeo, let me just say the Grey's Anatomy premiere was great. I was very into it.
Pass.
What's on your list of things to talk about? New Adele?
No, well, I could. No, I was going to talk about Grimes.
Oh, that's right. You brought up something I didn't care about.
So Grimes and Elon Musk broke
up. I saw you post that picture of her on Twitter, or you retweeted, or you quote tweeted, and I thought, oh, that's what Grimes looks like. I had literally no idea. The only picture of her I've ever now seen is the one you posted of her, like, reading that book up against a stop sign.
The Communist Manifesto. So she's this, like, indie artist.
I couldn't even tell you a Grimes song. I'm not saying that means she's bad or she sucks. I'm just saying I have no idea who this person is.
Let me put it this way. She would be an artist to be on Dawn of Chromatica.
What's
Dawn? You know, Dawn.
What's your favorite Grimes song?
Oblivion or Genesis. Next question.
Oh, wow. Is it better than Genesis by Dua Lipa?
No.
Okay.
Genesis by Dua Lipa should have been.
Is it better than Genesis by Sega?
Yes.
That,
maybe.
That
I think you
can't
would like
be
it.
Possible. Sega Genesis. Well,
one of my favorite DJs from this pandemic. Remember when I was like getting really into this DJ IO and then he passed away?
I do.
He was very like, he would do a lot of work with Grimes. And so that's what my introduction to Grimes was. Anyway, Grimes. Allegedly, they broke up, her and Elon Musk, after she had her baby, which is named who now, what now?
LMNOP. You know?
It's like some slanty letters and...
The baby formerly known as Grimes's baby.
Yeah. So they broke up, and Azalea Banks is back. Because you know Azalea, this was the whole situation.
Were they friends or was she just locked in the house? I forget.
She was Azalea was locked in the house. This needs to be an A24 movie. Azalea was locked in the house to collab with Grimes. Grimes was not paying attention to her or something. Or somebody was on some sex drugs.
Of all the things you have stored in your brain, this is one of them. This timeline, well, this story, these people.
I know. Well, the only reason I was really into it is because, listen, I know Azalea is not everyone's cup of tea, not even my cup of tea, but you cannot deny the entertainment value of Azalea Banks. Azalea Banks saying to Grimes and Elon Musk that Elon has reptilian skin and smells like a roll of nickels. That's iconic.
Bitch, was she a bank teller? Because I can tell you what a roll of nickels smells like. And if we're being honest, a roll of pennies smells worse. So if you're going to insult somebody.
Maybe she said pennies. I don't know. Anyway, with the breakup, Azalea is back and said, okay, girl, can we finally make those darn songs now that Apartheid Clyde is out of the way? Because do you know about Elon Musk?
I know.
His family made all the money from like bad diamond mining in Africa or something.
I don't know anything about Elon Musk and I try not to.
And she was all like, he's got pork skin. Can you imagine somebody telling you have pork skin? Your skin is like pork.
Well, as a butcher's boy, I can tell you. I can tell you what pork skin be like.
Oh my God, Corey, there's somebody in my Twitch community whose username is Butcher's Bussy.
Oh, and I said, so you oh my found God, my like a second butcher? Account.
And he goes, yeah, like how Corey's dad is a butcher. Butcher. I was like, oh my God, you know, you typed out this username and pushed confirm that you wanted it.
But
you wanted like
Bussy baby.
Anyway,
well.
So Grimes, the whole point of this was, did you see the photo shoot that when celebrities have these like pictures, I posted it on the episode topic ideas. Okay. Grimes in Los Angeles walking down the street in this full on
medieval
like, medieval Mad Max.
It's like medieval like, Mad Max meets those tattoo sleeve arms that you can wear for Halloween.
Fairy demon, yes, the woman, while also reading Communist Manifesto while walking down like a neighborhood sidewalk in like Silver Lake or something. At what point do people not just be like, oh, you're like, does anybody out there believe that she's actually reading Communist Manifesto? Or is it, or is everyone
ask
in on this
her,
like, oh, she's performing?
Ask her her favorite chapter like they did when they asked Trump his favorite Bible verse.
Oh, that was iconic. That was nice.
What do you think your favorite Bible verse is?
In the Lord, he ought. I do believe it was John 17.
Yeah. 1 Corinthians.
What is John 3:16 about? Jesus wept, or what's that about?
No, Jesus wept. I can tell you which one that was. I was literally texting about it yesterday because my friend said his mom's favorite Bible verse is just Jesus wept, which is the shortest Bible verse that there is, apparently.
I liked it when they kept it concise. I liked it when John and who all wrote that?
I can name all of the disciples.
Matthew, I know, because my name is Matthew.
Well, this is about...
My confirmation name is Matthew Tyler Matthew Oakley. Thank
oh,
you.
Wow. Wow. Freak.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Hey, well, is there anything else that you wanted to talk about? I think...
You certainly can't be done talking to
me. Yeah, time's up.
Nuh-uh.
It sure is.
Nuh-uh.
Ring-a-ding-ding. That's the bell. No. Class is over, no. My little goof troop.
Uh-uh. It's certainly... Well, I guess I had a few things. I watched The Blob last night.
Cool.
It was incredible. I made a IGTV of it, but... If you're looking for a movie to watch
about a blob,
like a fun, suspenseful, scary movie, I guess. It really had twists and turns. I was like gagging and gasping for you.
Not Gagatrondra.
We also started the other two.
Oh, it's great. First season or second?
Which I'm loving. First season.
You'll rip right through it.
Well, we're trying. What else?
Sounds like you ran out of things to talk about because I gotta go, baby.
No, I'm trying to think if we watched anything else. Beetlejuice, which I liked. Though you know how I feel about Gina Davis. She was really putting me through.
You're just
it in
mad because she's 6 inches taller than you.
I don't care what she's up to. I don't care. Every time we record a movie for IGTV that's like a... that Gina Davis is in, which is a lot of these damn fucking movies, because she somehow gets... I don't mean to be rude, because she's still...
Are you going to watch The League of Their Own?
Oh, I did, and she ruined
Did
it
you
for
know they're making a League of Their Own remake TV show with Abby from Broad City?
Okay. I would like. Is Gina Davis there? I've had enough.
You know who else has had enough? Me. All
You.
right. So
Corey, where can people find you,
people can
Corey?
find me putting on a shirt because I have a meeting to go to.
Ooh, she's an
That's
executive.
right, honey. I
Realness,
recorded this
hunty.
whole episode shirtless.
Damn,
Tyler
fuck.
has been
Don't
looking
make
at
me.
my titties. I've been serving a lot of a clavicle.
You know what? Good for
I
you.
don't know what. Tyler, where can people find you?
You can find me on Twitch every day this week, weekdays at 2 p.m. Pacific. Come hang out.
Oh, cool.
That's all. It's Halloween time, and we've got Halloween
You
spooky
know what
shit
they
going on
say?
Twitch this week. What do people
All
say?
you do is spooky dookie.
Who said that?
Silky Nutmeg Ganache to Evie Oddly.
Oh, is that what she did? She say that to her? Did
All you do
she?
is spooky
Well, if the rumors are true, rumors. If is she wrong?
Evie won, so I guess say what you want to say. Let the
I
words
think
fall
Silky got
out.
her redemption. Silky got her
I
redemption.
was singing Sarabrellas.
I thought you were singing Hillary Duff.
Yep, come
Let the
clean,
rain fall
come
down.
clean. Well, Sarabrellas also has a song called Let the Rain.
Anyway, you sure know how to kill a vibe.
Later, losers.
Bye. See you on the Discord.